Hello?
CJ,
Yeah, hey.
you sound like a normal person. I thought you had a funny accent.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's just maybe a
Oh no, there you
Pennsylvania
go. There's the
kind
mumble. Oh, I don't know.
of. I told you, I fucking mumble when I talk. Nobody
What's that?
understands me.
Why? Is that an
I don't
Ohio
know.
thing?
I was just born that way. I don't know.
Not too much meth?
Nah, that's scary. None of that shit. You
That's
talking
bad for
about,
your teeth.
well, you're talking, yeah, it's pretty bad for your teeth, but I don't know. It might, you wouldn't have a toothache after it all out, I guess, right?
I tried meth when I was a kid, just for a short period. It's pretty harmless, I think, as long as you
I
don't
don't
go
know.
professional.
It's just about all those chemicals in that shit. I wouldn't trust nothing nowadays.
Dude, what the
You
fuck, man?
know,
You're constantly eating. You had tacos for dinner. You're probably full of chemicals in that.
yeah,
It's
that's true
everywhere.
too.
You're
It was
fucked.
pretty spicy. It was pretty spicy. It's
What was the spice?
just in their fucking meat, I guess,
Is it
seasoning.
chili?
Nah, what do you mean? Like the taco meat?
I don't know. I'm not Mexican, mate. We don't really have a Mexican culture here.
Oh, I don't fucking know. I mean, it's just hamburger in a fucking shell, I guess, right? With some lettuce on top.
Oh, how would I know? I'm
Oh,
Australian.
okay. That's true. That's true. Well, I don't know what the fuck they do in
I think they put
Australia.
some seasoning crap in it.
Right.
Well, that's your
Yeah.
homework. Work out what the fuck is in a taco.
I know. Well, what are you out there with snakes on a Barbie or something like that?
Of course, every night. That's dinner every night.
All right.
Yeah,
I've seen you
we have
post some
like,
pictures though of some good food.
I'm cooking rissoles tonight, chicken rissoles.
Okay.
Do you know what a rissole is?
No, you have to explain that one.
It's like ground. It's like a meatball that's been flattened.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like a frisbee, but
Yeah, I was
not
gonna say
quite
like a.
flattened as a hamburger patty. Somewhere in
Okay, wow.
between.
Huh. Yeah, I've never heard of that, but. Yeah, and my wife, she cooks. She's a real good cook. She just made bread the other day, and I'll never, I mean, we'll never buy bread again at the store. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you have a wife for.
Oh yeah, exactly. And then I mean, I'm 48, she's 48, and a lot of women don't like to cook. Not a, no, she said 45, bitch. But a lot of
That's
women don't
weird.
like to cook nowadays. What's that?
It's weird you married a woman your own age. That's sick.
Yeah, no.
How long
Well,
you been married?
about 12 years now, I guess, somewhere around there.
And is this,
It's
so you
just
got married like 36. Is this the first wife you've ever owned?
no, actually, I was married when I got, well, I was probably 21. I
Right.
don't know. It's stupid. It's just you're
Too
young, you're
young.
dumb. You think you got to go out and get married. I don't know what the hell happened,
You're
but.
not even a real person yet at 21.
No, I'm still not a real person.
Well, you're
Yeah.
a work in progress, CJ.
Right. But I've been through the ringer. I mean, you got a lot of experience now, so
What
you
did
live and
she
learn, that's all.
did she crush your spirit, the first wife?
Oh, no, she was a fucking whore. I
Ah,
didn't give it,
the
yeah. No,
whore.
I don't even know if I want to go into detail about that one, but.
Just lightly give us the highlights of a whoredom. Was she fucking around?
Yeah, and
Classic, classic whore
about
move.
two, she was pregnant about 2 weeks before she was ready to deliver. I heard her, she told me she cheated on me, you know?
Ah.
So I'm redheaded, I'm Irish. Well, the baby come out with black hair and part Asian. It's a shame.
That seems suspicious, man.
It was a little bit, but you know what? I raised him by myself. I took he's you know he's still my son. He lives with us. He's 26. He moved
Never
back
got a
home here.
paternity test just to be.
Yeah, I went twice.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so that wasn't a good thing. But and then after that, it was just partying, drinking, going out, and you know. living a single life, which I should have done in the first place, you know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you got
Did
to
it
get that
backwards.
right out of your system.
Yeah,
Because
exactly.
you've got to be really craving a life of drudgery and boredom to get married. No disrespect
Yeah.
to your wife, but.
Right. So,
Cause...
what's that?
So, how did you meet this new and improved wife?
Yeah, new improved one. Exactly. Yeah, she's sitting right here. I better say that.
Oh, shit.
He has a knife to his throat.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
so
we,
how'd you
yeah,
meet
we,
her?
I'm sorry?
How did you meet her?
Actually,
through
yeah, through a friend.
A friend I went to high school with.
Yeah, somebody she went to high school with. And, yeah, I mean, I was with another girl at the time, so I was actually the one that cheated that time. But we've been together ever since, so she's a good girl. No kids. She don't like kids, but she helped me with my son Logan as he got older.
He's 14.
What sort of monster hates kids?
What is it?
What type of monster hates kids?
Me.
Why?
I don't hate kids. I just didn't want them for myself.
Ah, because you've got a very narrow vagina.
Like, I started young. I went to college right away out of high school, and I knew I was always like career oriented. I didn't want children. I didn't want a, you know, normal get married, stay at home. That's not, it wasn't me.
So you weren't born with a biological clock?
No, never. Honest to God, no joke. I asked my doctor to take everything out when I was like 21. They won't do it.
Yeah, that seems aggressive.
Yeah, United States, they will not do it. You have to be like 35 and have two kids.
You know what's really ironic about that, though, is that they won't do that, but they'll cut off a young trans kid's chest at like 10 to 12.
Exactly.
That's fucking nuts.
It is nuts. It is. It is.
Fucking
it doesn't
doctors.
Make any sense.
It makes no sense.
Nope.
You hear more and more of it. I think it's just a fucking freak show, to be honest. I don't know. They're just embarrassing themselves a lot of times.
Hey, look, it's starting to spread here, though. That's where you guys are, like, infecting the world with your nonsense.
It's spreading. I love it.
We need to, like, cut America off and, like...
Right?
You're like a disease that keeps spreading.
It's like herpes, the gift that keeps giving.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about you guys.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cut off the airway so they can't, like, hear our stuff.
Yeah, I might have to, like,
block it.
Promote an earthquake to get rid of Hollywood or something. When's that big earthquake? Gotta be due, right?
Right?
It's gotta be.
Yes.
I've been praying on that. Nothing happens.
No.
It's a fucking
they
joke.
They've been saying that California was gonna fall off for, like, 20 years now.
Please! Fuck me, just a cult of pedophiles over there. Now, did you make any New Year's resolutions, or is that gay?
Yeah, that's gay.
Yeah, we haven't even spoke about that, actually.
No, we don't speak about that. I don't think anybody really says that. I think it's just something that other people tell other people because they think they sound cool and they don't.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any hard resolutions, but 2022 for me was the year of completely giving up. Like, I gave up working, I gave up being healthy, and I got fat.
Oh, no.
So that was fun, but I think I should stop getting fat because I'll have to go up in pant sizes.
Oh, God.
And I can't do it.
No.
Once you go down that path, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's right.
So 2023 is my year of remaining in the same pants. That's my goal. Pretty good.
What size are they now?
They're 36 now. That's pretty fat.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I?
34.
I was 33 at the start of the year.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's really small, though. Are you tall?
Just average guy.
Average.
Not tall, not short. Just an average guy.
All right. In other words, you're 5'9", 5'7".
Probably 5'10". That's average, isn't it?
Okay.
And that's what I am, 5'10".
Average guy.
Yep.
Yep. Average guy.
Now, I've just got
this
some
is the most I've weighed, though, all my life. I'm about 190. And that's the most I've ever weighed.
Yeah, well, in the civilized world, we use kilos, so I never understand weight, so it's easier to say pant size.
True.
Yeah.
I don't weigh myself. It don't matter. It's all about your pants.
Right. It's that they look right, how you look.
The fucking scales are never right anyways.
No, they're
I don't
not.
Know what they do with them, how they...
You're probably getting cheap, shitty shop scales. Just get some proper scales.
True.
Walmart has good scales.
Walmart.
Oh, God.
Do you have a fucking Walmart?
No.
No.
You
no. Fuck you, Walmart.
Hell no.
So
then we got Target.
Target, yeah, oh, okay. See? That's better.
That's
we
too
still
fancy.
Got Kmart. There's still Kmart here.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They got rid of all of our Kmarts.
Yeah.
No, you rebranded. We stayed the same.
Okay.
So what's the deal with Ohio? Like, what happens in Ohio?
Oh, boy, yeah. Everybody makes fun of Ohio.
And it's
why?
Going all over the internet now. When they want to say something bad about somebody, they say, oh, you must be from Ohio.
Right.
I don't know where the fuck that came from. But where we live is, we live by Cleveland, which is a pretty big city, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people think Ohio is just a cornfield.
I know. Yeah. It cracks me up. There's really not that many cornfields here. It's just cities.
Good, because I hate corn. It's fucking shit.
It's pretty useless.
Well, when you do a poo and you see it processed, unprocessed,
that's what
it's
I mean.
Sitting there, and you're like, what I eat it for? It's a waste of my time. Don't you think that?
Yes, it is.
Fuck Ohio.
But
you know what Ohio means, the word?
No. It's Indian, but I don't know what it means.
What, Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
You should know. You live there.
Oh, are you asking me? Oh, okay. I don't know. It's an Indian word. Honestly, it's an Indian term because there was a lot of Indians here, but I don't know what it means.
It's no, Iroquois. No. It's Iroquois. Is that how you say it? Iroquois or Iroquois?
What?
It's an Iroquois word for great river.
Okay.
You should fucking know shit like that. It's yeah, I had to Google it.
Yeah, exactly. Did you Google that?
Yeah, but I don't live there. I know what my fucking town means in Native Australian. It means a fig tree.
I don't even. I'm Irish and white, so I have nothing to do with Indians.
Well, you still should know. You should just know. You should have a thirst for knowledge.
Well, they didn't teach us shit in school.
No, they don't.
Fucking
oh, yeah.
Nothing.
We got robbed in school big time.
Well, you can't open a fucking book. You can't have an interest. It's just school and that's it. I'm done.
Yep. Nope. We got robbed in school.
Oh, fuck you guys. You're lazy.
Who's interested in history?
Me.
Now, I'll tell you, as we got older, yeah, you start getting interest in things, you know, but...
Yeah, you got to look at the big picture, you know. We're just a link in a chain.
Right.
How often does it snow in Ohio or wherever the fuck you live? Like,
you know, it used to snow a lot when we were younger, but now it's starting to, like, be warmer. It really is. It's
oh,
a lot.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Oh, God, don't get that shit started.
Yeah,
oh.
Please don't. It's a lot more mild now. Like, it's raining right now, and it should be snowing. It's raining. And it's, like, 50 degrees. It shouldn't be this warm.
It's 85 here today.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. You make me sick.
It's fucking hot. When your car hasn't got air conditioning, because I don't want to pay to get it fixed. Because
well,
it's
that's
so
your fault. Who the hell's in Australia with no air conditioning? Like, that doesn't make sense.
I'm not a fucking pussy. But you're too pretty to sweat. You can't get a sweat
what the fucking windows are for, right?
Yeah, that's right. You wind down the window and you get some hot air on your face, like a hot oven. And you have a drink. You drink a drink. Does it kill you? No. It's fine.
Listen, I lived in Florida for 15 years, so it has to be similar weather. I mean, I know it's probably a lot hotter there, but it still is hot in Florida. And we go from an air-conditioned car to the air-conditioned house to the air-conditioned job to the air-conditioned store. You don't be without air conditioning ever.
Yeah, but that's gay. I think I want to get ready for the zombie apocalypse where there'll be no air conditioning. You know, you watch these zombie shows, and they're always hot and sweaty. They probably all stink. And you got to be ready
yeah,
for
they
it.
They do look like it.
So you guys are going to have this massive culture shock come the apocalypse, and I'm going to be like, just another fucking day. No problem.
Just like Australia. Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know, it's all about training.
Right. Plus, everything pretty much tries to kill you there too, right?
No, that's just an American paranoid fantasy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's deadly shit, but you just don't die. Not many people die.
Well, you have those big fucking camel spiders, right? Or is that... That's
we have funnel thing. Webs are probably the deadliest ones you get afraid of, but, you know, we got a lot of deadly snakes, right? We got the most venomous snakes in the world. But
yeah,
on
sharks
average...
in the water.
On average, 2 people a year die of snakes. That's not a big deal, isn't it? Probably
no.
The same as lightning strikes and shit. You're not right, running around in terror of that.
I am.
I'm a logical guy. Oh, fuck. Well, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You guys are screwed.
No, I'm one of those idiots that go outside and look in the sky for when it's storming out.
Like, I love a storm. I go sit outside and watch it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it when the rain's vertical, when you think the roof's going to blow off. That's my happy spot.
We do have tornadoes.
Yeah.
We had one about 1985, I think, something like that. I don't know my history. So,
do you live in a house?
Yeah. Yep.
Does it have a, what do you call those
basement.
Hole things in the ground?
A basement, yes.
Yeah. So you.
Thing in the ground. Yeah, the basement.
We don't have basements in Australia. So
no, they don't have them in Florida either.
See, right. So that's where I should move to if I ever move up there.
Right. It wouldn't be a very big difference for you, no.
Do they wear shoes?
No, flip-flops.
Yeah, that's kind of a shoe.
They have air conditioning. That's kind of a culture shock.
You know, I just read this article, right? There was this woman came to Australia, and she was having this big whinge. Do you say whinge? Complain? About she went to a supermarket. She noticed there's a lot of people in... It's still the minority, but we'll walk barefoot through a supermarket. No one cares.
Wow.
And she was saying that should be outlawed. Like a typical fucking Karen. She comes to my country. She notices a cultural difference. And she's like, oh, my God, that should be outlawed. What a sickening cunt.
Oh, I can't stand it. She has short hair, blonde.
I didn't see a picture, actually. She was young and white. So she's probably full of her own self. But the point is, when in Rome, right, like, chill the fuck out. It's so arrogant to come to another country and be horrified if they've got a different culture. Anyway, my question is, in Florida, do you ever see people walk down the supermarket without shoes?
No. No, you're not going to see anybody without shoes, no.
Too uptight.
That's a Britney Spears event in California. No, that's the only person.
I'm not
who does
going.
That.
Fuck is. You're too uptight. Because
you have to go to California.
The food, correct me if I'm wrong, you sell food wrapped in packaging on shelving, right? It's not on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So what difference does it make?
Well, because
people wear bare feet. That's why.
Right. You wouldn't want to walk around with everybody else's feet, or would you? Like. Really?
That's what people used to do back in the day. You know, it's just normal. You're domesticated like cattle. Your brains are all fucked up.
They are fucked up.
Just something to think about, guys. Just try and let go a bit.
We would love to go back into the old days.
Yeah, definitely.
Wouldn't you miss the internet?
No.
Oh, fuck no.
No. No, I wouldn't.
It's such a difference from, you know, in the 90s being 18. It's just such a difference, you know?
Oh, that's not the old. I mean, I thought you meant the old days.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too.
Yeah. I mean, when I grew up, no one had played computer games or was inside much, and it was idyllic.
Yeah. Yep.
But now kids are more indoorsy.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty shit.
Fucking lazy too.
They are lazy.
I mean,
that's the parents' fault. The parents are shit. The parents are fucking
that's
lazy.
True. Yeah, I spoiled my son to death, and now his room's a train wreck.
I'm
26 years old.
I'm deliberately trying to raise my younger kids more old school, Because I've got two crops of kids, so the one to the first wife, who you can call the cunt, and one to the second wife, who's very nice. Now, I've learnt to be a trust your instincts a bit better and to be a bit stricter and severely restrict the screen time. And they're very sporty, you know, they're outdoorsy and they're tough. They can take an injury, they ride bikes, you know, it's good.
Right.
And then your friend's kids have got no resilience and they cry at the slightest thing and you're like,
oh goodness, yeah.
You're like, dude, your kid's gay. And they get offended.
Absolutely. Oh, we got a neighbor has a kid like that around here.
You should tell him, man. I'll come over and I'll talk to him. I'll say, your kid's gay. Sort it out.
No, but he really is gay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. You can tell.
He's definitely going to
be. You can tell, yes.
How old is he? About 10?
When he hits that puberty, it's going to come out. He's going to start wondering why he's looking at boys.
Oh, no. Is he a dancer?
Oh, yeah. You can see it. Yeah, you can see it. And the sad thing is we've been able to see it since he was like 8 years old. You can
see
it.
Some kids are like that.
Uh-huh. He's just real super feminine and just, yeah.
He plays a lot of soccer.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Long, his long hair. He usually wears his hair long, colors it, puts different, it was blue, red.
We got a better one than that. We have a guy with a beard that walks down the street with high heels on.
Oh, yeah.
It's not you, is it?
No. But that's a sight to see when you're driving down the fucking road.
Yeah,
we don't have that here yet. Not in my town. It's pretty pretty mainstream. I know one guy who used to be mentally ill who now wants to become a trans person. I know one guy. And he's annoying as fuck. I don't talk to him. And I'm a patient guy
around here.
Yeah, maybe. It's just a fad like anything else. All ideas are fads.
Right.
Now, I've got some questions about Christmas.
Okay.
What the fuck is eggnog?
Eggnog?
Yeah. We don't do eggnog.
Eggnog is, I think, buttermilk and spices.
Well, like pepper and stuff, right?
Like spices. Like,
Hang on. Are you saying there's no eggs in eggnog?
Yeah, there's eggs in it, too. There's some, not all of them. Not all of it. There's different, there's alcohol in some of them, too. Some of them are alcoholic, some of them are non-alcoholic. But, there are some eggs in it. Yes, there are. But there's, it's mostly buttermilk, I believe, buttermilk. And,
What's nog mean? What's nog stand for?
I have no idea. I don't know where it comes from.
It's,
I don't know.
It's Indian.
I don't drink it. Honestly, I don't
It's
drink
Indian
it.
For shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Tastes like ass.
Yeah.
And do you guys put up mistletoe in your house?
No.
Like, you don't kiss each other? It's gross?
Yeah, it's gross.
We just had the worst fucking Christmas ever.
Uh-huh.
We had a storm come in, and we had like 40-mile-per-hour winds. It was like minus 20 degrees.
Uh-huh. For two days straight. Like for straight. Like it was that way the whole time for 2 days.
So in our basement... The pipes froze and they blew up. So we had no water for 4 days.
5 days.
5 days. Wait for a plumber.
Uh-huh.
Cost $700-some to fix.
Yep.
And a tree fucking fell down in the backyard. So we didn't even celebrate Christmas until the next week.
Yeah, the 31st. New Year's Eve is when I made Christmas dinner.
Well, that's because you live in a dumb area. Like, I don't understand. Why would you want to be cold?
It is.
That pipes don't freeze you. It's fine.
I never, why did humans, seriously, why did humans, what, like the first idiot who came here and thought, gee, this looks like a good fucking place to move. Like, what idiot did that?
Well, I assume that the better areas were taken. So if you're not, if you're not in a tough tribe, you have to live where it's cold and shit.
I guess. I don't know.
Because I'm like, that looks unpleasant. People go, oh, you can't handle the cold. I'm like, why do I want to? If you're so tough, go live in fucking the Arctic Circle. Show me how tough you are. I don't care. I want to live in a civilized country where my pipes don't freeze.
Right?
Yeah.
But the tree thing's on you, man. If your tree's big enough to hit the house, you should cut it down.
Hey, it landed in the street. It did hit the street. It didn't land in the house. Okay. But the city came and plowed it up onto my
lawn
and my sidewalk. Yeah. It's still there, by the way. Still there.
Do they gouge the lawn?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Will they fix it?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not going to fix it. They told
they don't give a fuck.
They don't care.
They wouldn't want to touch my lawn. I take my lawn very seriously. They would not want to touch my lawn.
Oh, yeah.
There will be trouble.
So do I. I wasn't very happy.
No. Hey, what do you do if your lawn over the snowy time? Does it just die?
Yes.
So every winter your lawn dies, and then come spring, do you reseed? It comes alive
No,
again?
It grows green again itself.
So it stays dormant?
Yes. Yeah.
What the fuck? That's crazy. So how many months a year is your lawn green?
Probably from...
About four.
From May... Like from May, because April sometimes even still snows. Like good, you're pretty good in May. Like May, June, July, August, September, probably 5 months. By October, it's dead. So 5 months, you've got green grass. That's it.
Yeah, I got green grass all year round.
No.
Yeah.
5 months.
You guys live in a savage land.
We do, yes.
It's you ever miserable. Think about moving somewhere nice?
Well, I told you, I used to live in Florida. It was nice there.
Well, get the fuck back there. What are you doing?
My mom's not dead yet.
Well, I can arrange something. I know people.
And she's 80 years old, and she had to come back here to take care of her.
Yep.
Just give her COVID or something.
Oh, she had it. Nothing
had it.
Nothing kills her. She's
God
like a cat with nine lives. Nothing kills her.
Ah, fair enough. Well, you just got to be patient, I guess.
Yep.
Do you cover your house in the Christmas lights like you see on the TV?
Yeah. Yeah, we put up lights.
Like the whole house?
Uh-huh.
Holy
and candy
shit.
Candy canes in the front yard.
Yeah, candy canes.
How long
canes
does that take?
Yard. What's that?
So you hate children, but you like the the Christmas nonsense.
Yes. Yes.
It's miserable.
He hates every holiday.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a miserable prick.
And for every
I only have five kids, so I got to pretend, but I don't enjoy it. But I bought these blow-up Santa things, and you just plug it in, and that's it. It takes me about 30 seconds, and I'm like, done.
Our neighbor has those. She went crazy, and she has like a bunch of different blow-ups that don't make any sense. They don't go together.
She at least had 12 in a little lot area.
Right, little tiny yard, too.
Oh, they're still fucking up.
Yeah, they're still
up.
Uh-huh.
That's creepy.
It is creepy.
It's nearly February, for God's sake. Oh, it's been...
I know.
Okay, well, how long should you leave your lights up for before it's shameful?
So after the New Year's.
Yeah, I'll give it about a week, and I can't stand it no more after New Year's.
Yeah,
I took mine down before New Year's, the tree, everything. Fuck it off. I'm done with Christmas.
Everybody here puts it up. Oh, you do trees there. You do a tree there.
Yeah, we put up like a plastic fake tree, and you decorate it. Yeah, we do that.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Why?
In Florida, we decorate our palm trees.
Oh, that's silly.
It is silly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you do in Florida.
Probably less work, though.
Palm tree.
Yeah, true. But my wife does all that. Like, I get the tree out from the garage, I bring it in, and she does everything.
Uh-huh.
That's my only role. And generally, I'll just go into the bedroom and have a nap because she gets too intense.
Dude, I do the same fucking thing, man.
Yeah, man, you got to like work out.
That's just a man thing.
They get so obsessive about it, it's got to be just right. And you're like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
That's
what is like Better Homes and Gardens coming, taking photographs and putting it in a magazine? No.
But you know what? It's kind of a benefit because that gets me out of all of it because I'm not good enough to do it.
No, that's our secret of everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We that's know. How,
that's
okay,
my only move.
You guys do.
That's my main marriage tip.
Yep.
Be shit, and they do it.
Yep.
All right. So do you have a big family gathering, like a big, what do you have, a lunch or a dinner? What do you do?
We do dinner, but it's usually just us, like just the four of us. That's it.
But she does a whole thing for
oh,
a
but
king
I do everything.
And queen.
Oh, yeah. I make enough for probably 10 people, but it's just us. That's all.
So then you get to avoid the family fights.
Right, exactly.
Because every year I'm like, don't say anything, be cool. And then every year I get bored and I start shit. and it's always me. And I just think, that auntie so-and-so, she's a cunt. I just say one thing that I know is going to fire her up. I think
and
I might
then
be
just,
evil.
Then you walk away?
Yeah. Just get them really upset. She made one car, drove past and it had a big engine, you know, real throaty engine. And me and my nephew were like, ah, sounds awesome. And she goes, any man who drives that car has got to have a small penis. And I'm like, get the fuck out of that hack fucking joke. Like, does that mean that any woman that likes whatever has a huge vagina like you? Like, and she was offended.
Yeah,
it's the same thing, isn't it? What's the difference? Grow up. Stupid fucking whore.
Who was that?
That was my auntie.
Oh.
So, have you ever been on the beach, CJ?
Been on the what?
On the beach.
On the beach. No,
no, I've
not,
never
no.
seen a fucking beach. Nope.
Nope, he's not.
Do you reckon you'll freak out and start crying?
I might. I might just break down on my knees and start fucking bawling, man.
Are you scared of the sharks?
A little bit, probably.
What about hot sand on your delicate domesticated toes?
He would not
yeah,
wear.
Yeah, I'd have
he,
shoes on.
Oh, dude, you can't wear shoes on a beach.
Oh yes,
that's the most pathetic thing on the planet. That's gayer than a trans dude in a dress. Come on,
I'll be
man.
Walking with the high heel guy pretty soon.
No, you look, you can carry it off.
Oh God, no.
Who mows the lawn at your house?
Oh, I'd be a real ugly girl.
Who mows the lawn?
Me, I do.
It makes me sound like shit.
I sure do.
This is because I can't make the fucking line straight.
He doesn't make the line straight.
Oh, my God. What sort of man can't mow the lawn?
He can't mow the lawn. Nope, not allowed. Because he doesn't make the lines right like I want the lines.
You gotta have them dead straight.
Right.
They're fucking dead straight when
they're
I
not.
Do them.
They're so not. He misses half the fucking grass. He's lying. Half the grass is
the motor's bad.
Yeah, the motor's bad. No, he's just lazy. He doesn't go over it like I do. I go over the same spot two, 3 times.
Should be out there fucking mowing the same. What a 20-minute job takes 3 hours. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you want perfection? Perfect. It's a reflection on you as a man.
Yep. There you go.
You don't wear jewelry as well, do you?
What's that?
You don't wear jewelry as well.
No.
No.
At least that's something. You're not looking good at the moment. So my next question's on drugs, right? Like most Americans seem to be drug addicted losers. Like they're on the pot, they're taking Adderall, they're all on something. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's amazing to me.
Yep, it's true.
I mean, it's the doctors. They started all that shit.
Yeah.
What about the pot and the gummies? Is that the doctors? It's the culture.
No. That's just the culture, yeah.
Anyway, so what are you guys on? Injecting heroin in the eyeballs? What do you got?
No, I don't even drink. No. Yeah. Nothing. We don't, neither one of us. No. Nope.
Great. So you don't take prescription meds for ADD and shit or concentration?
No, that's like after our time. That was like, that's more like our son's like generation.
That's really refreshing, guys. That's really nice.
We weren't diagnosed with that back then. We probably had it, but we weren't never diagnosed with it.
So you're not potheads?
No.
You're not Seth Rogen's? Oh,
no.
Man.
Nope.
No gummies?
No gummies.
Good for you. Good for you. That's made my day.
There you go.
Oh, this has been good.
When you have a beautiful place to live like Ohio, you don't need no drugs.
I am reality. I'm Sergeant Barnes. I'm from Platoon. Here's my favorite. Yeah,
is it? I haven't seen it in so long.
You should rewatch it. He was the best character.
I haven't seen any movies, actually.
Oh, you don't want to watch new movies.
No.
They're pretty bad.
Well, I think the last one I watched was the latest Star Wars, whatever the fuck it was, but My son's a big Star Wars fan, so that's why I watched it. But
I've watched some of the older Star Wars with my son, who's turning 9.
Right.
But they're not very good.
No.
Yeah.
And I don't like going to the cinema because you get a sore bottom. The seats are too hard.
Oh, yeah, in a theater? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's the fuck? It's terrible.
It's not even a seat. I don't think. It's like a fucking, I don't know.
I think they make them out of steel.
Right.
It's a fucking shelf.
But I had to go watch the second Top Gun in the theater because, you know, the sound and the experience.
You like
Tom Cruise. But I had a sore ass for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
And no one raped me. I was just, it's just from the seat.
You're a Tom Cruise fan.
Nah.
No.
Nah, he's too weird. He's a creepy dude.
That's Patricia's favorite.
Yeah, I hate him. He's a big Scientology faggot.
Do you think he's gay like John Travolta?
What's that?
Do you think he's gay like John Travolta?
Oh, no. I think, no. He's in his own category of gay.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, yes. I don't know. He just has his own category of gay. He's gayer than gay.
It's a crew gays.
Yeah.
Like ultra gay.
Yeah.
Ultra gay.
Yes.
Scientology gay.
Yes. Definitely. Oh.
He's something odd.
Yeah, he is. He is off, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
He's too full of himself, and he has little man syndrome bad.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of those Hollywood people are Scientology, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we don't really have that here. I don't know what the fuck that's all about. It seems ridiculous.
Are you religious?
No.
Yeah.
No, I believe you die. That's about all I've got.
Yep.
That's exactly. My great insight. You're going to die. So there's not too much point taking it all that seriously.
No, it isn't.
The only thing that matters is your lawn, because that lasts forever.
Exactly.
Don't correct me.
You got to leave your legacy behind.
That's right. Now, CJ, you're a web design guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, I owned a business for 30 years, which I sold a couple of years ago, but I never got a website because I was lazy. And people would ring up going, we got to do a website. Yeah, I haven't got a website. It's embarrassing. I'm like, fuck you. And I just use Facebook and interact with the customers that way. Is that old-fashioned and shit?
Now, but probably back then when you did it was probably okay.
This is the biggest
problem.
Like
3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's pretty bad.
The biggest problem I found with websites is somebody can create one for you, have one for your business, but it's just going to sit there unless you have people to market it. You have to have marketing. You have to have traffic coming through it. You know, it's
You can't just build it and they'll come like Kevin Costner.
Right. And that's a whole separate business that some people don't understand, you know? So
I can understand a website if you sell, like it's a shop and they click on shit. And, you know, that makes complete sense to me.
Right.
But, you know, most people aren't going to maintain it. And most people are quite lazy.
Yeah,
it's small business. You're busy, you know. I don't know.
Right. It's something I probably shouldn't waste my time to get into. But
that's it. Look, I thought email wasn't going to catch on, mate. I don't know anything.
No.
I'm like, email, shit idea. No one will do it. And I'm the only one still holding out going, nah, fuck email. But clearly, I'm wrong. You guys love email.
Well, you mean like spam or just what?
Getting emails.
Emails. Doing emails.
Oh. Doing emails.
Yeah, sending them.
Like I had to get traction for my back, right? And the lady's like, I've got to send you these exercises. What's your email? I'm like, I don't have no email. And she goes, she goes, well, everyone's got an email. I'm like, make me. I'm not getting no email. And so she just prints it out and gives it to me. And then I go home and I'm happy, you know, like I don't understand it.
Right.
Nobody cares anyways. Yeah, everything's about email nowadays. Right. I got like fucking, I don't know, 12 of them.
Yeah, I've got one. It's a Hotmail. It's old school.
Hotmail.
That exists. You're not much. You're the same age, aren't you?
I'm 52.
52, okay. All right.
You sound younger.
But I think older. Because I've retired now, so I think like a real grumpy old guy. I'm like, Get off
Well,
my
you said you
lawn,
had
you
the
fucking
company
kids.
for 30 years. Like, well, huh?
Yeah, I got it at 20, and nearly 21. So sold it in my late 40s. So it was 29 and a
Wow.
half years it was.
Jeez.
What was it?
It was in a bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
And
They just.
what's interesting is a lot of women now look like bowling pins because they're really fat in the ass and thighs, but they might have a
Pear
nice
shape.
head.
Yeah,
And all I see
pears.
is these bowling pins walking around. What's that
Yeah,
all about? Is that what you
that's
guys
American
see?
food.
Is
Yeah,
it?
it's fast food.
'Cause no one was fat when I grew up and we all ate shit. So that makes no
Right?
sense.
No, it doesn't.
We were just talking about that today because we had to go to the hospital for a mom, and I'm looking at the nurses and they're
Oh,
talking
yeah.
about how busy they are, but they're
They're
all
all
short
fat.
and big, you
Yeah,
know?
they're all
What are
fat.
you doing looking at the nurses? You're a married man.
Well, I mean, they're right there in front of your face. You can't not notice.
Yeah,
The
get those
one
nurses out of
nurse.
your face. Now I look all the time, and I'll talk about it for my wife too, because she's not uptight. You're just like, I'll say, oh, she looks hot. And she goes, she looks slutty. I'm like, right? That's hot. But my wife thinks hot is
Exactly.
beautiful, which isn't necessarily hot. It's a whole situation.
No.
Women have got no
Unfortunately.
idea about looks.
Yeah, I don't know. Patricia always dresses nice. She always gets comments and stuff. She dresses like
I
we're rich or
dress.
something.
Yeah.
Well, you're a web designer.
I
Of
have a
course you're
lot of
rich.
nice clothes. Pardon?
Well, you're a web designer. Of course you're rich.
Yeah.
Not
You gotta have that
yet.
snowblower money.
There's
I don't need to buy no snowblower.
just too much competition out there for web development anymore. So, and all the software and artificial intelligence now, it's just going to go downhill.
It's more like do-it-yourself stuff, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Or you could do it on your own, but then you're going to need somebody to take care of it, handle everything. So,
Yeah, I'm never doing anything ever again. I hate everything. Now, I was talking to you earlier today, and what piqued my interest is you started a porn website, is that right? So what are you laughing? You should be proud. You did something. What's the name of it so the listeners
Okay.
can Google it?
It's XOXO Hub Plus. So XOXOHUBPLUS.com.
Right. Now, is there
So,
room for a new porn site? Because it's a reasonably saturated market.
I think it is, well, how can I say? Again, it's the marketing. I mean, it is saturated with porn, but you have to compete with the popular ones, I guess you could say. It's all marketing. I mean, you can make it look like the only one out there.
Yeah, true. And maybe be less have less of the amateur crap on it or something, make it a better experience.
Well, I want it to look cleaner. I don't want all kinds of ads everywhere and fucking video games you play that I don't know what the hell they do with the cartoon girls running around with titties. I don't
I
get that at all.
don't either. It makes no
No,
sense.
I don't get that either.
With the
And the
anime
ads
stuff.
are annoying.
Yeah. But
So
yeah,
what
I
do
just
you
wanted
think,
to.
Patricia? What do you think of the porn industry? You happy about it or you don't care?
It's it really I don't I, you know what it's, I see dollar signs.
It's all
Dollar
wrong.
signs, that's what I see.
Because all I
I
see is vaginas.
Well, yep, there's the dollar signs inside those vaginas.
God bless them.
Yep, that's all I see.
Oh, that's good. It's good you're supportive.
Yep.
Well, at
Are
first,
you
I didn't
worried
know,
he's
of
going to
course.
become a porn addict?
No,
Yeah.
I doubt that.
That's research. That's
Yeah,
research.
it's research. Yeah, it's research. He's doing it for a good cause.
I mean, my dick's in my hand, but it's research.
Yeah, it looks like ground beef now. What have you been doing?
A lot of research.
Yeah, a lot of research.
But that shit don't. It doesn't even faze me anymore to see all this stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I was talking to you about. Like, I've lost a lot of interest in porn. I mean, I think it's all step porn now and whatever. And it's just like, calm down. So I've lost interest in porn to the point where if I'm going to jerk off, I'm going to try and use my brain or think of a woman I know or memories.
Right.
Like go really old school, less visual.
Yeah.
Use your brain. And it's better, man. It's better.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Until you start to forget shit.
Are you,
the next thing you know, you're thinking about, I don't know, just something nasty or just throws you off, I guess.
Well, you're saying I got dementia.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. It's possible. But I just remember when you're younger and you don't watch porn all the time, you're like, the slightest thing is exciting. And right. Now you need like
right
vaginas on their head spinning with like fireworks coming out of it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm gonna try and keep that kind of shit off of there, you know. But maybe that's what they're into nowadays. I don't know. This doesn't I don't like it at all.
So for the listeners, how much porn is too much? Like, how many times a week do you think is the limit to jerk off the porn?
Jerk off the porn, the limit. Fuck, I guess it's how much time you have on your hands.
Oh, that's a bad pun. That's a terrible pun.
Right. Unlimited.
How much time on his hands? That's great.
It's all over his hands.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I saw a thread on Twitter, there's this ugly woman, Megan Murphy. I don't know who she is. Is she famous? I don't know. But she wanted to make porn illegal and said it's degrading to women and causes all this shit. And I thought, another Karen trying to fucking tell everyone else what to do. What would you say to her?
Is she pretty?
No. Of course not.
They never are.
Well, that's the whole problem.
Yeah, they never are.
Reason. I don't know. What would I don't know. Wouldn't fucking care, I guess. I just wouldn't care.
I don't understand why these women, and they're nearly always women, want to make things illegal. What's in their hearts?
Nothing.
Just nothing better to do, bitch. I mean, Patricia gets upset at something, and I'm embarrassed.
Tune it out.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's always whinging about something, and I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
It resolves nothing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just get over it.
You see it so much over here, and all this, these riots now, these, you know, it's just ridiculous. And the politics, fighting over politics all the time. Yeah, nothing changes.
I agree. Like, politics is bull. I don't vote. It's actually, in Australia, it's compulsory to vote. You get a fine if you don't. So,
wow.
Yeah, which I hate. But I have to go and get my name marked off. And then I go in there and I write, I don't know, sometimes I draw a picture on the voting thing.
Right.
Sometimes I say, you're a cunt if you're counting this vote. But I don't actually vote.
That's great.
It's a day out, you know, for the whole thing. Because it changes nothing. It's an illusion.
Right.
They're giving the people an illusion that they're contributing when you're not.
Exactly. That they have any control.
Exactly.
People have no control whatsoever. No.
Exactly. Right. And if everyone stopped voting, it'd collapse. And that's a good thing. It's like, oh, fuck, we better make it a bit more legitimate. They've lost faith in democracy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then I become global dictator for life. Right? Too far?
Well, you see those, what are they, those cards, those, I don't know, Trump put out those cards?
Nah.
What are they called?
Oh, the Trump cards, yeah.
What's a Trump
it's
card?
It's just a joke. Our politics is such a joke over it. It's ridiculous. Our president, I mean, just everybody's has to be. You know, you guys make fun of us a lot.
Well, that's
we're
our job.
Always on your news getting made fun of.
Yeah, but it's funny. To be fair, it is pretty funny.
I know Trump. Everybody always making fun of Trump.
he was hilarious though.
He was.
Well, I mean, Biden's got to be worse, right?
Oh yeah.
He's embarrassing, but it's
he is
funny.
Very embarrassing. Yes.
Yeah.
Like he's a guy walking around. Shitting his pants, clearly got dementia.
Yep.
Just you see him sniffing kids' hairs, you know, and then falling up the stairs. I mean,
well, here's what I don't understand, CJ. If you're not a pedophile, why do you want to act like a pedophile in public?
Right.
Like, I don't understand how.
Do they think the pedophile voting block is that big that you want to impress the other pedophiles? I don't understand it at all. Who are his advisors?
There's a lot of pedophiles.
Just say stop sniffing the fucking children.
Right.
Yes.
I don't touch anyone's children. Just keep your fucking kids away from me.
It's so obvious, too. I don't know how his wife stands next to him.
There's obviously nobody watching him, you know? I mean, he needs, like, an advisor that tells him to shut the hell up. You're embarrassing yourself, you know? It's just, who the hell lets him do the stuff he does, you know?
Yeah,
and
it's
get
odd,
filmed doing it.
It's odd.
It is.
But that's who you guys voted for.
I didn't.
I know. I don't think it's funny to tease you. Americans always say, "Oh, you voted for this, or you did this with COVID."
Right.
Like, I didn't do shit. Like,
right.
Like, you didn't. You probably didn't vote for Biden. I don't blame you for that. It's
right.
just
it
funny.
Was just, it was just hate. It was Trump haters that did it.
Yeah, but
there couldn't have been that many votes.
No, I don't believe it either.
That's historical. Now, what's going to happen next? You reckon? Big Ron DeSantis from Florida, he'll come in, and what's going to happen?
I don't know. I think he's supposed to vote again, I guess. He's supposed to run again, Trump.
I think his day's done.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
Look at the Vegas
odds.
I
think he's arrogant enough that he's going to run again, though. His
Why
arrogance
do you always have the old guys? No more old guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Voting for the
too.
Yeah.
That's
super old
thing.
Guys.
Uh-huh.
They used today's people.
Yeah, there should be younger presidents.
Yeah.
Unless you're Obama, because he was just another front man.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. He had nothing. He had no control over anything.
Well, a lot of people loved him, but what did he do?
Yeah, nothing.
Nobody does anything.
No.
I mean, we're just talking about this today, about this government assistance and things like that. They make it so easy for people not to want to work because
right.
of what they're getting, you know?
Yeah.
No, don't get me started about money, because I'm economically pretty right. Like, I'm not a big welfare guy. I think it should be, everything should be incentives.
All right.
My sister's actually a social worker. She talks about these programs where they pick up the kids and take them to the school and make sure they get breakfast.
Right.
And they put all this money in these programs. They give the kids counseling. And I said, I'd cancel every one of those programs. And she goes, why? And I said, because if the parents' welfare is linked to school attendance, the problem's fixed.
Right.
So if you don't get your kid don't go to school, you don't get welfare.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
All your programs are redundant then, because they'll go to fucking school.
Oh, yeah, sure they would.
See, problem solved.
There you go.
Yeah,
easy.
There you go.
Costs you nothing.
Yep.
You can run for office now.
I know, exactly. Got our vote.
Yep.
At what age do women become gross and sad to view upon?
I don't know. I haven't made it there yet.
45.
Oh, you
this
asshole.
This isn't a personal attack.
Oh, you asshole. What? What an asshole.
I think
asshole. 30.
I think late 30s, they start to... Will?
Honestly, I feel like I was in my... I modeled, too. I used to model bikinis. I modeled bathing suits. And I was in my prime, I'd say, probably 28. I know that sounds sad. That sounds so young now to look at it. But I looked the best at 28.
I just missed it.
Without question, women look their best in their 20s.
Yeah, yeah. Like 20. But I mean, I'm saying...
This
like,
isn't
even,
specifically
like,
about
though,
you. This is more like
still.
A general rule, like... You know, generally they start to really fall off in the late 30s.
I mean, it depends, I guess, on it depends if you smoke, if you drink. Like, I don't smoke cigarettes, cigarettes.
But generally, the population are fat and
right.
gross. So, generally, it's a lot younger.
Right.
You're the aberration.
She is. She takes good care of herself.
I do.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing with me, that's for sure.
Oh, fine.
Let's spill that money.
Yeah,
must
the
be
money.
The charm.
It's the porn site.
That's what gets them in. Women love it. My wife used to think looking at porn was cheating.
I was at first kind of embarrassed to talk about it to her, just because I'm like that, I guess. I don't know. But
fuck it.
Yeah, I just exactly.
He was afraid. I think he was afraid that I was gonna not let him do it, or I was gonna be like, what do you want, you know, what do you want to do something like that for?
It's weird with your wife looking at other women screwing some other, I don't know, it's just weird to me.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't.
You know, but we all live in fear of your wife. I mean, you say that privately. Oh, shit, she's still here?
You should have a healthy fear of your wife, yes.
No, I got no fear of my wife. She's a softie. She talks a lot, though. How do you make them talk less?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a switch like I don't know about that you can turn them off for a while? I don't know.
No plugs, nothing.
All right, so the second half of the podcast, I'd like to ask about what podcasts and podcasters you listen to. Do you listen to many?
You know, sometimes I'll tune into, like, with Bob Levy and from Howard Stern's show. What's his name?
The Shirley guy.
Shirley, yeah. Sometimes I'll listen to that. They make a lot of, you know, fun about that Stuttering John. I see a lot of that, but
yeah. See, I watch Bob's Levy Land because I don't know anything about Stern or Stuttering John. I'm like, who the fuck Stuttering John? Just seems like a retard.
Yeah. Now, I was a big Stern fan. Like when I was in the hospital and I was sick, real bad. I watched so many fucking Stern videos. I probably could tell you every one of them.
Yeah, I've never seen any of his stuff. I've seen him, and he looks like a dude from the Ramones.
Yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. I mean, there a lot of guys look like him. They're, you know, tall and dark hair like that. Like, with his glasses, he kind of looked like Ozzy Osbourne, they thought, back in the day.
Yeah, right. No, he looks like the lead singer of the Ramones.
Yeah, he does. That was fucking ugly dude there.
Why were you sick? Would you have the AIDS?
Yeah. Twice. No, I've
same guy?
Two open heart surgery. Huh?
Same guy gave it to you?
I hope so.
Two open heart surgeries at 48.
Yeah.
Why?
He was born with a bad aortic heart valve.
Well, I had a brain bleed too. That even tops it off.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah. Did you smoke?
I know.
No smoker?
Hospital? No.
Did you have high blood pressure?
I was born with the... That's what's killing me, the blood pressure.
Do you have high blood pressure?
No, it's... No, I'm on medication to keep it low.
Oh, but you did have it.
I was born with a bad valve, basically, and they replaced it with a mechanical valve that was supposed to last from 2007 until I died, but that fucking thing broke.
Where was it made? So,
I don't know.
It was, China, probably. I was going to say. China.
It was titanium, though.
Some heap of shit. So they had to replace that, did they?
Yeah. Now he has it. They replaced it with bovine, which is cow. A cow's bell.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now you're going to... You're gonna get that bad cow disease.
There you go, bad cow. Yep.
Well, they took a vein out of my fucking leg too. Left.
That's for a bypass. Artery. Yeah, oh my bypass god! As well,
my fucking leg's still numb and spin since 2017.
Really? So can I beat you in a race?
Oh, absolutely! Shit, probably beating with the good leg.
So but, are you fixed now, or are you fucked? Are you fixed or fucked? Give me the bottom line.
Fixed.
Oh yeah, he's fixed now. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was down like 110. They gave me like 6 months to live. So
you were like 130 pounds.
I was 130 pounds. Yeah, yeah, I was real sick.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And then And the brain bleed left me blind on my right side, so I can't see on my right side.
Yeah, right.
Started, man. Is a brain bleed a stroke? Is that what that is?
It's not called a stroke when it's a bleed. It's that would be like if there was blood flow cut off is what a stroke is from. This is from actually a burst open vein from an idiot in the hospital who put him on the wrong pump with the heparin.
Blow my head
off. Yeah. And they missed it too.
Should have sued him.
Yeah, we should have. But we're not like that type of people that goes and looks to sue everybody. But we should have, really, because they really did. I mean, he's permanently damaged from it. You know, he can't drive. Yeah. I mean, and he hates that, you know, obviously. But
you can never drive again. Feel...
No,
I can't.
No, that's you can't great. See out of the peripheral vision.
I'd wreck. I would try to pull the car into the fucking garage one time. I was sideways in the damn garage.
My wife drives everywhere because she's afraid of my driving, and I find it liberating. At first, I thought it was kind of gay, and then I'm like, oh, just fuck around on Twitter, you know, and it's relaxing. And she's all stressed out, you know, driving.
Exactly. That's pretty much me. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That's your job.
Uh-huh.
Well, she listens to her audiobooks in the goddamn car.
Yeah, I do.
And I feel like she's not paying attention half the time. So I'm always, you know, stepping on the fucking brake and, you know, on the passenger side.
Oh, you're uptight. I just let my wife do it if she wants, and I'll put on headphones, and if I die, I die.
Yeah.
Here stop we trying call to control that backseat driver.
No, you can't. No.
She'll work it out. As long as she's not talking to me, I'm happy. That's exhausting.
It is pretty quiet. It is. Yep.
So we're gonna wrap it up. I don't like the fact she has to... We've done our hour. Yeah. We gotta promote your web business. What's your web business? If you want an outdated website, no, it's not outdated. They're coming back, and it's awesome. What's the name of your business?
Yes, absolutely. It's CJ Web Design. So it would be CJAY, or wait, I'm sorry.
CJ.
CJ, and then web-design.com. I know, I fucked it up. Too many websites going on.
And if you say the name Brown Snake, you're charged an extra 20%. So make sure you shout out my name.
Put in your put your promo code in there.
Yeah. And shout out the Bob Levy and Shirley, the Miserable Men podcast. And
I love that porn podcast too.
You've got a podcast?
Yeah.
Do you really? What's it called?
What, the porn sites?
Yeah. XOXO.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, the XOXO.
Okay,
yeah.
It's XOXO hubplus.com.
All right, so make sure you go jerk off to that, and then
there you go.
Hit up CJ on Twitter at Uber Drive By, UBRDriveBYE on Twitter, and tell him how you finished, and what improvements he can make for that. So he loves to hear about you coming.
There you go.
Thanks for doing the show. Thanks for making it work.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.